Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 19th Hole Golf Show. I'm Ryan Ballingee. Great to have you with us. Jeff Dotson's our guest this week. He's the director of golf at the Country Club of North Carolina down there in the Pinehurst area. This week, they have a unique match that they have with their sister club, Royal Dornoch, which is a place you have probably heard of, in addition to CCNC and Pinehurst. And they have these home-and-home matches where players or members from each club come and compete against one another, and they're in the midst of that right now. I believe it's day two of the match as well, where we're talking about this. So, Jeff, thanks for coming on. Can you give folks a background on how this formally came together? Because I know there was a history of this where it was technically informal, but now has become more formal.
Yeah, that's correct. The relationship between CCNC and Royal Dornoch really began, I think, probably back in the late 60s, early 70s. And from time to time, there might be some of their members in Pinehurst and they would play here, and obviously our people traveling to Scotland. But there was nothing really formalized until about 2010, I think, was the first matches actually happened in 2011. But the way it came about, one of our members, a man named Ziggy Zalsnik, and a Royal Dornoch member, a fellow named Raleigh Bluck, they were very good friends. Ziggy was is a member at Royal Dornoch, and through their relationship, I think they kind of developed sort of the idea of coming up with some matches. And I know on a trip when Raleigh was here in the U.S., Ziggy took Raleigh Bluck to Raleigh, North Carolina, to meet Dick Urquhart, who was the founder of CCNC. And there's an Urquhart Castle in Scotland. His family legacy was Scottish. Anyway, Mr. Urquhart, I think, encouraged those two guys very strongly, as I understand it, to try to, formalize that relationship through some matches. So, Ziggy and Raleigh, were the two primary, movers behind that. And as I said, the first match was in 2011. That was here in Pinehurst. And then our team went to Dornoch the following year. And we've alternated, every year except 2020, the COVID year.
What was that first year like? Let's put it that way. Was it pretty well formed? I mean, were there committees? Was there a lot of kind of input into making this special, or was it just kind of, hey, we've agreed to do this. Let's see what happens kind of thing?
Well, no, it was very organized. On our side, Ziggy and I spent quite a lot of time. And again, there was a general agreement that Ziggy and Raleigh formed, in terms of the structure of the matches and the makeup of the teams, that kind of thing. So yeah, it was organized, and there's some formality to it. We play the Ryder Cup format. The first day is four balls, second day is foursomes, and then the third day are singles matches, and then each team hosts a dinner. So there is, a formal structure to it, but the matches themselves are just a lot of fun. I mean, honestly, our team, we've developed some really close friendships, with the guys from Dornoch. They obviously look forward to coming here, and we very much greatly enjoy the time in Dornoch. So, I mean, the first year, you could say it was a little bit of a trial run in a sense, but the matches, the format and the schedule for the 5 days, you have two practice round days. Dornoch has two courses and we have two courses, so there's a practice round on each course typically, and then the 3 match days.
For the membership of CCNC, what does it mean to get picked? How do you get into the running to get picked? What is that atmosphere like around the time of kind of forming these teams?
Well, from early on, when Ziggy began, putting the first team together, I guess there was a, basically the thought was to, try to include board members, longtime members, longtime club members, and also members, CCNC members who were members of Royal Dornoch. And we have quite a few of those, in fact. So over the years, it's kind of developed that way. Our current team this year, I think we have five board members on it, and there are, let's see, I think four guys on the team who are also members of Royal Dornoch. And all of the guys on our team who are playing have been CCNC members for at least 15 to 20 years, I would say. So that's sort of the way we've developed it, and I think it's generally been the same on their side. As a rule, their club captain is always on the team. Most years, our club president has played, but not every year. So.
And for them, when they're getting ready to come over and they form their team and they're getting ready to come over, what is kind of the hospitality end for CCNC? Obviously, everyone wants to have a great time and you get the pleasure of playing host, but what is that role? What does that job look like getting ready for these things?
Well, we have a good number of our team members live here on the property at CCNC or have homes here. We have a pool of rental homes. They're all owned by members, but the club manages the rental of that. We house the guys from Dornoch here. For example, Monday night, this past Monday night, one of our members, past president, did a scotch tasting, and then we had a dinner following that, an informal dinner. It was pretty casual. Everybody enjoyed that. And then last night, Wednesday night, another one of our members, who's also a member at Royal Dornoch, hosted the Dornoch team at his house in Pinehurst. Some years we've had a fishing expedition for the guys who wanted to do that. They can fish right here on property. We've got some great fishing on property, so they might do that. They've also played other golf courses in the area, as you might imagine, with the whole thing kind of, you could say it sort of started because of Donald Ross. When CCNC was formed in the early 60s, the property that the club sits on was named the Royal Dornoch Golf Village. In honor of Donald Ross, obviously, who, was the guy who, I guess you could say, along with the Tufts family, Donald Ross was, primarily the person that put Pinehurst on the map, I guess you could say. But
Yeah.
anyway, so there's it's very casual, in a sense. I mean, the two dinners are pretty formal, but the hospitality side of it, I mean, today, for example, we've got foursomes starting here in about an hour. The guys will go out and play, come back in, have a few beers, and hang out and talk. I mean, again, the friendships that have developed out of this have made it very easy. Every time we go there or vice versa, you're seeing guys that and have played golf with in the past. And so it's a very comfortable, easy kind of relationship. The Dornoch guys are comfortable here. They know the way around, and same for us when we're over in Dornoch. So.
How has the kind of player makeup changed over the years? Are we in kind of a second generation, a third generation of teams from both sides? And how has kind of the spirit of the original founders of these matches kind of carried on to the next set of players?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's one of the things that we spent a fair amount of time on. Again, not only do we want, people that have a members on our side, members that have a long history with the club, and again, who are or have served on the board, and again, the Dornoch members, but we're also trying to balance, the handicaps. The intent all along, I think, was to have a blend of handicaps. I mean, there's some very low handicap players, some good players, and then we've got, and Dornick does as well, a number of, average, mid-teens handicap players. So, we try to maintain that balance. And the other part, as you mentioned, with age, we've had several members now who have played, in the early years, and they've kind of aged out. They might still attend the dinners, both here and in Dornan. But yeah, I mean, there's turnover. It's not, it's not like there's a new team every year, but it's typical that we'll have a couple of new players pretty much every year or every other year.
Are there folks who are attracted to CCNC membership because of these matches?
That's a good question. I couldn't answer that affirmatively. I think there might be some people. We do have some members, as you might imagine, new members who come in, and one of the first things they say is, "I hear you have matches with Royal Dornick. How do I get on the team?" And for new members, it's going to take a while. because there are a lot of people ahead of them who have been members for a longer period of time, that kind of thing. But that's a good question. I don't know that that has happened in that sense, but it's certainly possible.
Have these matches inspired, or are you aware of any matches that are similar inspiration, kind of transatlantic club matches, or has there been any inspiration for CCNC and Door Knock based on maybe similar matches that otherwise exist?
I can't speak for Dornick. What I do know is they have matches with, a number of other clubs. Obviously they're one of the royal clubs. And there's, I don't know the number. There's, I think, about 30 of royal golf clubs around the world. So I know that they have matches with other clubs. I'm not aware of any in North America, at least anything specific. And as far as US clubs go, I know a lot of clubs, probably have something similar with, a club that they have a relationship in the UK. I do think that Grandfather Golf Club in the North Carolina Mountains has developed a similar relationship with Nairn Golf Club, which is right there in Inverness, just outside Inverness, in the Highlands. And I think we have a lot of members. There are several members on our team who are also members at Grandfather. And I think our relationship with Dornick probably inspired them a little bit, maybe to try to establish something with another club in Scotland. And Nairn's a wonderful, wonderful club, great golf course. And speaking of Grandfather, when the Dornickers leave here, they're actually going to Raleigh to play at Raleigh Golf Club there with another Royal Dornick member. And then I think Sunday afternoon they'll be leaving Raleigh going to Grandfather. So they're going to be up there for a couple of days.
Well, you kind of headed off a question for me because I was thinking, obviously the Ryder Cup recently, the players come in, they get ready, they do their thing, and they move on, and a bunch of them are playing in Scotland right now in the next DP World Tour event. How much of this is, the match, but then an extended golf vacation after the fact, whether it's for the Door Knock guys coming here or for the CCNC guys going over
Yes, it is.
there?
Not always, and I'll just speak on our side. Most years when we've gone over there, there's either, 2 or 3 days on the front end or on the back end where we would play other golf courses. The first year we went was actually the longest trip, at least of the ones that I've been on. It was about 10 days, and we played several courses, around the southwest coast, Turnberry, Troon, Western Gales, before we went up to Dornick, and then we played a couple of days at Castle Stewart after that. But Some years our trip has been primarily just the 5 days in Dornoch, but we've tried to make it a little bit more than that. And some guys on their own. I mean, 1 year, for example, a couple of team members went to England and played several courses on the in the open rota on the west coast of England before they came to Dornoch. So, some of the guys will make it a bigger trip on the Dornoch side. They've done the same thing some years, and then a few years it might just be, they come in on typically on a Sunday, they'll fly in and then leave on the following Sunday. But again, it varies from year to year, but it's, as I said, it's a nice for the guys who can do it, who have the time. It's a nice trip. Again, we're spending 5 days in Dornoch, which is wonderful, and then maybe having a chance to play some of the other courses over there is great.
For you personally, what does it mean to get to be a host for an event like this, and what's the appeal to you? What does it mean for you, being a part of it?
It's fabulous. I mean, it's in a lot of ways, it's one of the best parts of my job, if not the best part. I mean, being able to be a part of the team and, enjoy the golf and the fellowship. It's wonderful. I mean, we look forward to it every year, whether, we're going to Scotland or they're coming here. It's a lot of fun to be a part of. And as I said, we formed some really, really close friendships with their guys. So yeah, it's been great for me.
Does it ever get heated, or is
No.
it pretty low key?
It's low key. It's the competition, there's only been one time when the visiting team won, and we actually won in Scotland then. I think it was 2018. And it was a huge comeback, not unlike what the Americans almost did this past Sunday. The results of the matches, it's almost a foregone conclusion that the home team is going to win. There's such a big advantage for the home team. The game is so different over there. And here, I mean, the Scots struggle here. Our golf courses are softer. They tend to hit the ball lower, so the ball hits the ground and doesn't roll 50 yards like it does over there. And our greens tend to be a good bit faster than what they're used to. And then when we go over there, it's a very different game, of course. We're hitting, we think we're hitting to the right target, and then you find out that you're not. But it no, it's never been heated. It is, it's almost that the competition is secondary to the fellowship, really.
The relationships, I mean, I assume between the Dornoch and CCNC members, they sustain, they grow over time, especially with having a lot of similar guys. How about the professional relationships? A counterpart of yours at Dornoch, how is there a shared learning? Is it just laughing? I mean, what is that part of it?
Neil Hampton, who is the general manager at Dornoch, he and I have become very good friends. Neil and I are emailing all the time, and not just about the matches. We have a reciprocal agreement with Dornoch as well. So there are we have a number of quote unquote reciprocal tee times where our members can play at no green fee, and the same for their members. And Neil and I literally are every week sending emails back and forth. But with respect to the matches, we communicate quite a lot on some of the details about that. And whenever we get together, we always share notes about what's gone well, what would we like to change, what possible things would we want to maybe include in the future. So it's been a really nice relationship. And also with their head pro, Andrew Skinner, Andrew and I spent some time together as well. So yeah, professionally it's been great. And also just being able to get to know those guys.
Our last question, and this may be a hard one to answer, so you can punt on it if you wish. But for a club domestically or overseas that wants to kind of start this type of thing, how does this happen? How does it happen organically? It doesn't feel forced, and kind of what went right to evolve this thing into something that it is now?
It's a great question. Our again, as I said, I don't know that it happened exactly this way, but I'm certain that when the founders of CCNC named the property itself, I mean, the legal name is the Royal Dornoch Golf Village. The club is on that property. And you don't really see that mentioned very much. I think it's still in the in deeds that it says Royal Dornoch Golf Village, but that probably had something to do with it. But again, for us being in Pinehurst, obviously people from all over the world are coming to Pinehurst to play golf. We have a national membership. The majority of our members, of course, live in North Carolina, but we've got 150, 200 scattered around the country. So for us at least, I think it kind of just grew organically over time. I don't think you could point to one, meeting between a couple of people that caused it to happen, the relationship. Now again, the matches really did grow out of that meeting between Ziggy Zalsnik and Raleigh Bluck with Mr. Urquhart. Our founder, and he was president of the club for 31 years. So, but for other clubs, I think, to me, if you were going to try to do something, I don't think you can't force it. I don't think. I think it really starts with a relationship, maybe just between two people. If you've got a member at one club who happens to know or is friends with someone at another club in England or Scotland or Ireland, for example, I think that's probably where it would need to start. Because again, I think you kind of hinted at it. It's not, you're not going to pick up the phone and ring a club over there and say, "Hey, we want to start some matches with you guys." That would sort of be, my gut feel. I mean, in my experience, in the time that we've been over there, whenever we've played any of the clubs that we've played, the people are so friendly and welcoming, and it would be easy to see, sitting in the bar after a round having a beer, talking to somebody there and saying, "Hey, would you guys be interested in having a match?" And I would bet that the answer would almost always be sure. But that it's obviously there's a lot more to it than just that, but so it's a good question.
Well, something cool is born out of this relationship, and thank you for talking to us about it and sharing some of the stories behind it and peeling back the curtain a little bit. It's not something people would find out about just on their own, I think. So I thank you for coming on and sharing some stories with us,
Absolutely.
Jeff.
Sure thing.